John Lott Jr., the PhD and the president of Crime Prevention Research Center, joining me now. Doctor, welcome back.
Great to talk to you.
I thought that Donald Trump gave a pretty good defense of what's wrong with the cities in Chicago. Now, let me ask you this, cities like Chicago, I should say. One of the things he is advocating is this stop and frisk, trying to get the guns away, as he put it, from gang members, violent gang members. Does that play well? What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, I think there's some benefit to doing that. To me, I guess the question is, how can you do something more direct to try to reduce gang membership? And, I think ultimately what you may want to talk about, or at least debate, is whether or not you should be legalizing different types of drugs. That's not going to be nirvana. I mean, you legalize drugs, there's going to lower the price of drugs, and more people are going to use drugs than would be true otherwise. But I think the big thing you have to do is to try to reduce the incentives for people to be in gangs to begin with.
Well, let me ask you about this. What can be done about lowering the number of illegal guns in possession of people that should not have them, those being gang members, those being people that are not authorized, those being, people that are, committing violent acts or being released from prison or whatever it may be? What can be done in places like Chicago to reduce the amount of illegal gun ownership? Is there anything that can be done legislatively, or there have to be other solutions?
I mean, the big thing I guess you can do is have more police and have the police being used more efficiently. I mean, the big problem that they've had in Chicago has been that when Rahm Emanuel became mayor, one of the things that he did was, because of campaign promises, he moved detective bureaus from the high crime areas in the city and moved them to relatively low crime areas. That's not a very wise move in terms of where you're going to put the police. But look, the problem that you have with drug gangs is, look how hard it is to stop them from getting drugs to sell. I mean, we've spent a huge amount of resources trying to stop illegal drugs coming into the country. You face the same problem when trying to stop these gangs from getting guns. I mean, if I could click my fingers right now and cause all legal drugs and all guns in the United States to disappear instantly, how long do you think it'd be before illegal drugs started coming back in? 20 minutes if you're in El Paso or something like that. How long would it take for them to bring in guns? The same amount of time, because they need to have guns in order to protect that valuable property. It's not like one gang, if one gang steals another gang's drugs, they can go to the police and say, look, this other gang stole our drugs. Can you help get them back? Instead, what they have to do is have guns in order to try to protect that very valuable property that they have.
It is it's a difficult, it's a big problem. When you see that, thousands of people, Donald Trump literally was exactly right about this, thousands of people have been shot in Chicago year to date, more than 500 murdered in this epidemic of violence. But he missed one big opportunity, and that's this, because I saw the stats come out yesterday. Violent crime, murder rates in America jumped 11% last year, the first giant leap forward like that in a generation, and he missed the opportunity to point that out. And I think that's critical.
Yeah. One of the frustrating things when I was listening to the debate is I thought there were a lot of things that he could have gone after Hillary Clinton on, but he didn't do that. But one of the things surely was right. I mean, it's been an increase in crime, and part of that, I think, has been police have a more difficult job now than they had, a year or so ago. And, I think police, if they're less willing to go into dangerous areas, if they're worried that they're going to be second-guessed on doing things, they're not going to be able to be as effective as they would have been previously. And so I think there are consequences of, and as you have the Obama administration going and reviewing these different police departments, You know, you look at their reports. The reports that the Obama administration's put out on each police department, I think, is more of a political statement than it is actually a serious review of what's going on.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, it's about being molding to the political pressure of the day. I would agree with you on that. But going forward, I'll give you 30 seconds on this last word. Do you think that Donald Trump made the case that he is going to support gun rights, the Second Amendment, and so forth, better than his opponent? Did he make that case well enough last night?
I mean, it was a pretty easy case for him to make. I mean,
fair
Hillary
point.
Clinton. I mean, Hillary Clinton was wearing her gun control on her sleeve, but I don't think they got to the real dangerous stuff or talked about. I mean, she wants to go and appoint judges to the Supreme Court and other courts that will overturn decisions like Heller and McDonald, which would allow government to again ban guns, and that's something that they didn't get into last night.
Fair enough. Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org, if you want to read more and find out more. Doctor, always a pleasure.
Thanks.
Crimeresearch.org. It's Dr. John Lott.